Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this would normally be your Malcolm's Monday meditation, but it's a Friday, so instead, it's a Friday feature. The title of the feature today is The Bible. The Bible, flawed, inerrant, or what? I have a subscription to Christianity magazine, which is published by Premier Christianity, and an article in the recent edition grabbed my attention. There are two people there who gave a thumbnail sketch of their different approaches to the Bible. One was Brian McLaren from his book, We Make the Road by Walking, and the other by a chap called Andrew Wilson from his book, Unbreakable, What the Son of God Said About the Word of God. And they took opposing views. In order to clarify my own mind and what I think they're saying, and to perhaps process my own opinion, I'll sketch a few notes on the article. Now, let's deal with Brian first. In summary, I think Brian is saying or implying that insisting on the inerrancy of Scripture has, well, three problems, at least three. First, it causes rigidity in the sphere of human experience that values authoritarian structures of control over human expressions of compassion. In support of this, he cites the historical suppression of women and minorities, as well as the elevation of white European males, and all that justified by the use of Scripture. The second problem that Brian sees is that Jesus and Paul corrected Scripture. He uses examples from Matthew 5, verses 21 to 22, and Galatians 5, verse 6. And thus, by implication, he says we are justified in also correcting Scripture, given that we have the Spirit, and Jesus promised that he would guide us into all truth, John 16, 13. The third problem that Brian addresses is what he sees as, well, focusing on the inerrancy of the Bible and fighting those who deny it leads to Christians and the church having the wrong focus. We're in danger of focusing on the fight instead of Jesus. Well, those are at least three of Brian's points. What about Andrew? It's Andrew's turn, so let's try and summarise his position, his response to Brian's position. Firstly, the historical problems caused by Christians and churches are an expression of human sin and have nothing to do with whether the Bible is actually inerrant or not. The Crusades, the Spanish Inquisition, institutional slavery and the like were caused by people not following what the Scriptures teach rather than by an application of what they did teach. Secondly, Andrew says that no one in the New Testament corrected Old Testament Scripture, but instead they revealed its fuller meaning and what it pointed towards. Jesus did not say that Scriptures were incorrect, but that people incorrectly interpreted them or did not really know them at all, Matthew 22, verse 29. Further, he said that he fulfilled Scripture, but did not correct it, Matthew 5, 17. And Andrew's third point is that taking our eyes off Jesus is a matter of spiritual perspective and not whether we believe the Bible to be inerrant or not. Our responsibility is to keep Jesus front and centre, and the Bible actually helps us with that because, well, he is the Word. Jesus is the Word, John 1:1 and verse 14. So, well, now it's my turn to try and make sense of these positions for myself. What do I think? What can I take away from this debate that might help me in my Christian walk? Well, firstly, I think Andrew is right. There is no reason to think that a different belief in the inerrancy or otherwise of Scripture would remove the problems caused by Christians in the ways they interpret and express it in their lives. Jesus knew that the biggest asset to his message was the people who accepted his teaching. They would be the light of the world, Matthew 5, 14 to 16. He also knew that the biggest barrier to others accepting his teaching could also be those self-same followers. They might be hypocrites, Luke 6, 42, and they might merely listen to him but not practice his teachings, Luke 6, 47 to 49. But again, the problem is not the teachings of Jesus, but whether people actually implement his teachings fully. As he said in Luke 6, 46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? The call to me and other disciples of Christ is to ask the Spirit to help us match our talk with our walk, and to be humble to correction when this is proved to be out of sync. If there is a problem, it is not with God's word, but with the heart. So I think Andrew's right on that point, but then I think Brian's kind of right as well. He's right that the Scriptures take us on a journey. It is an exciting adventure for those who are willing to take it. We are walking with Jesus, as he did with his disciples, Mark 2, verse 14 and 23 and so on. And we can expect to learn as we walk. In this, we might be helping, he, Brian, might be helping us to think of the Bible as the living word of God rather than simply a scholarly exercise. I need reminding to look for Jesus in the Bible, not just information about Jesus. The written word is designed to lead to the word lived out in me and other followers of Jesus. So, Andrew's right. Brian's right. Well, thirdly, I wonder if finding parts of the Bible in need of being corrected might be a convenient way of avoiding my own need of correction. The most challenging parts of Scripture are always most likely to be the very parts that I would wish were not as they seem. The teachings of Jesus do not always seem fair or make sense from a purely human perspective. I mean, love your enemies, for goodness sake. It's good that so many of the Bible's teachings leave me uncomfortable. Well, perhaps we can learn from both Brian and Andrew. I'm not sure I've represented them fairly or fully, but the debate can be useful as long as it helps us consider our response to the Bible, not just our perspective on it. Personally, I don't have a problem with God's word being inerrant, though defining that would be a different article. But I accept that it is so. It is the word of God. But I also accept the challenge to enflesh the word myself, as Jesus did. So, do you have any thoughts on this discussion or this debate? I'd be really interested to know what you think. So leave a comment here on this blog or contact me via email on mccx@mac.com. Until the next time, God bless.